everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The first annual Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association meeting is happening on October 28th at 6 o'clock at the Historic Chain Ranch in Canton. It's a membership kickoff with the election of officers and a big barbecue plan for everyone. Independent producers must have a voice in today's production setting, and this is everyone's opportunity to organize and protect your business from outside sources. Call Andy Hutchinson at 580-886-5149. That's 580-886-5149 for more info.
All right, welcome back. Strong gains quickly flooded into nearby cattle and hog futures today. This allowed for increased underlying support across the complex, which replaced sharp triple-digit losses, keeping cattle markets under pressure for most of the day. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. December corn futures about a cent per bushel lower. In live cattle, nearby futures bounced back from sharp triple-digit losses, while traders quickly moved into the complex based on a combination of short covering activity as well as mixed beef values, allowing traders to try to establish support values throughout the day here on Wednesday. Nearby contracts were 10 cents to 90 cents per hundredweight higher, although the volume moving into the market remained relatively light. It's uncertain just how much follow-through support will be seen over the coming days and if traders will be able to keep prices stable throughout the end of the week. In feeder cattle, futures rallied from strong market losses seen throughout the day. October futures rallied sharply higher, though, with 70 cent gains by midday. The rest of the complex, though, was stuck in a narrow to moderate mixed range and had very little threat of additional outside market shifts. The strong rally, though, seen at midday in live cattle futures, sparked renewed support across the feeder cattle trade. Grain futures today were mostly lower again, weighed down by prospects for hedge pressure as farmers finally get to enjoy some good weather for harvest this week. And corn prices drifted lower overnight with slow but fairly steady selling noted. December futures remained hemmed in by its 25-day moving average. Soybeans were a little lower but tried to rebound off of session lows made early in European trade. November futures held at the first retracement objective from its rally off of August lows, as momentum from last week's bullish USDA reports faded under harvest pressure. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mixed today. While winter wheat contracts continued to move lower, Minneapolis December was firm in its battle to hold recent lows and was able to avoid another break. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.